You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. We're backstage with JLS.
Yay!
Welcome.
Your first proper arena tour. How amazing is that?
Yeah, it is. It's incredible. We haven't played this since we was on the X Factor tour. This is our first, you know, major headline. So it's amazing. It's great.
Because we spent some time with you backstage at one of the smaller venues earlier this year. Yeah. But now this is like, what, five times as big?
Yeah, this is pretty unreal. When we came in, actually, I turned around to the security guy and I said, is this as big as the O2, or is it bigger? And he goes, no, it's not as big as the O2, but it's going to be one of the biggest venues you're going to play on the tour. And for us, it's just incredible to look at all the seats and think to yourself, every single person that's, you know, coming here tonight is, you know, supporting us. Do you know what I mean? And that's a really, really amazing feeling.
It's not too shabby, is it?
Not at all.
Now, as well as obviously doing the arena tour, you of course performed on the X Factor not so long ago.
Yeah.
Was it nice to be back on that stage?
Yeah, it's always nice to go back because obviously there's loads of people that we work with and obviously all the judges and stuff like that, and you know, we like to sort of catch up with everyone. Because we're so busy, we don't get to see them that often, so it's nice to sort of catch up with them and meet all the new contestants and stuff. And yeah, it's a nice little vibe backstage as well.
Okay, and of course, who did you actually want to win? Was it One Direction, or were you backing other people?
Yeah.
Did you?
To be fair, I think as soon as the final four was called, we were happy.
Yeah,
we had all called the final four, and we said that's going to be the final.
Yeah.
You know, and Marvin actually called Matt from boot camp and said that Matt was going to win from boot camp days. So obviously, I have a little round of applause for Marvin because
Marvin, did you put a bet on it?
Money though, everyone in the whole team.
I don't owe you money.
Some people owe me money. No, I should have done, actually. I should have put a bet on. Thanks, Rish.
There you go.
He's got 20 quid now.
Rish has just given me his £20. Thanks, Rish.
No worries, Mark.
You know, every song he sang was amazing.
Yeah, I think he was very consistent. I think he was vocally the best there and, you know, deserved a winner. But everyone else, Rebecca was amazing. One Direction were great. You know, and even Cher, I think she's one to watch as well. I think the top four this year, you know, I think can all, you know, sort of carve out careers for themselves. So it'd be interesting to see. Who comes out of what, you know?
I loved how the thing with Mr. Cardle is I just loved how he turned, you know, female songs and gave them swagger. Like, do you know what I mean? A masculine kind of swagger to them. And there's not many people that can do that. Do you know what I mean? And then he brought out the guitar as well.
The Britney song was amazing. And then he did Baby One More Time.
And suddenly it was just like, you just saw him on a new, whole new, different kind of level. And you could really pitch him as an artist that, to be honest with you, we don't really have in the UK. So it's quite really fresh for us.
Would you guys be up for working with him?
100%.
Yeah?
Definitely.
He's a good lad as well. We met him obviously when we was there, and I remember having a chat with him saying, you know, just the usual stuff. When you see contestants, like, you know, just keep going, doing what you're doing and work hard every week. And now, you know, he's obviously the winner, so it's, yeah.
This is your In Demand.
Let's talk about Christmas.
Yeah. Yep.
Looking forward to it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's on your list? What do you want?
Start with Aston. Let's go around.
I need someone to help me move into my flat. That's what I need.
Okay.
That's what I'd like.
So you need like a magic fairy to come and help you move.
Love a magic fairy. Someone in the magic fairy outfit would be lovely.
Lucy's for hire. We'll sort that out later.
Hire? What are you?
I take commission.
He's an evil Christmas imp, that one. Marvin, what do you want?
You know what? People always ask us this, and you know, we're lucky boys. We've got a lot of stuff. And I just like the simple stuff, like bed sheets,
socks
and towels and boxer shorts, stuff you don't really go shopping for, do you know what I mean? So yeah, if anyone wants to buy me something, buy me some nice bed sheets, please.
Egyptian cotton.
Yeah. Exactly.
100 thread count, whatever it is.
Whatever, yeah.
Exactly.
Perfect. Egyptian silk.
Yeah. So you sleep on Egyptian silk when you're at your mum's? Check you out.
He will.
To be fair, you know what? DVDs. I'm really behind on my film watching. Everyone's always discussing like this film, that film, and I see it so late. I mean, like the boys, I think since we've been together, have been talking about Superbad. And I only saw Superbad the other day.
Amazing film.
So it's
you can
like,
watch it over and over again as well.
I just happened to watch it because our tour assistant made me sit down and watch it. Because she said, you have to see this film. You're going to sit.
The tour bus.
Yeah. Yes. She said, you're going to sit here. I'm going to put on this film and you're going to watch it.
It's brilliant.
So I got told. So I think what I need to do is just buy a whole load of DVDs and just spend some beautiful nights over Christmas watching DVDs.
How many pyros have you got? We were walking backstage and we wondered how many pyros were involved in the show.
There's a lot.
I mean, you're looking at about 5,000, to be honest with you.
Where have you got this money from?
Just plug that out.
There's so much in the show, you know. We've got flying cars. We've got like
don't
us
think
flying.
That hasn't been there.
People have probably seen it. There's so much, you know, so much in the show. Like, it's amazing, you know. Every single night we still get the buzz, you know, as if it's our first night, and especially playing here, it's going to be the buzz tonight. Will be electric. All our friends and family here, and you know, Manchester's like a second home to us, so.
You guys have to come and watch the show.
We will
do.
We'll make a point. Guys, thanks very much for having us.
Thank you.
Amazing Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yay, Merry Christmas.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, Sean Ryder is with us on the show.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello, Alex and Lucy. Thank you.
Welcome. Genius work in the jungle, sir.
Ooh.
King of the jungle for us, and King of Manchester originally, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Huh?
Goes without saying.
Well, you were the last man standing in the jungle, so I think you can take the king tile. It's fine. Yeah. Stacey won't mind.
No, she won't.
Of everything you actually had to eat, what was the worst?
I had to eat? Probably the beans and rice.
Not the crocodile willy had.
No, the beans and rice, and even worse, that sort of funky cheesecake. Thing, sick cake, puke cake, whatever. Vomit fruit, that was it. Yeah, that was pretty dreadful. But, oh, the other gear, very educational. If it's good enough for the Aborigines on their walkabout, it's good enough for me.
There you go.
Did the oven-baked tarantula really taste the pork scratchings?
No, it was really good. You know, if somebody who's got a bit of smartness about them and marketing and wants a bit different should start doing that tarantula.
Who was the worst person in the jungle to get on with? Was it Gillian? Because she did seem, let's put it politely, bloody irritating.
I mean, you know what? Yes, Gillian was irritating. She got on my nerves. She only thought about herself. She even smuggled all that stuff in her knickers, apparently for us lot. But it really wasn't about us. It was about Gillian and Gillian World.
Yes.
Gillian. But, you know, she's all right.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have any bum holes in there. You know, there was no name droppers and people who'd just done dinner with Lawrence of Arabia. And, you know, we didn't have any of that. It was really good. I mean, you know, yeah, Gillian, like I just said, you know, gets on your tits a bit, but she's all right. She's got a sense of humour like a naughty northern comic.
Yeah.
You know, and she, you know, obviously everyone can be, annoying and whatnot, but
it's more intense in there as well, and there's just a few of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Gillian, you know, she just, you know, she does annoy me, but annoyed me, but she has a great sense of humour and redeemed herself.
Well, I think it's funny because I think everyone sees you, I think before the jungle, they probably saw you as this, you know, mean and moody type, which I'm sure everyone can be.
That's how I wanted it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not really one on small talk and really don't want to sit around talking with, so you just keep it like that because I was a musician, you know, and a songwriter. I'm very serious and I really didn't want to be small talking.
But then when you smile, it literally lights up the world.
Yeah, I know.
Right, we're going to chat about the music after you've introduced Step On, and we'll play now. Sean, can you introduce it for us, mate?
Okay, here's Step On. Yeah, it's just been re-released, and it's also on my greatest hits album.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Sean Ryder's still with us on the show tonight. What was the intention to go into the jungle, and you knew that you were going to re-release Step On before you went in, or has it happened since you went in?
No, the intention of going in the jungle was because I've got two albums coming out.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Great. It's a Sean Ryder retrospective album, you know, what we're plugging now, with the Black Grape on it and the Mondays and all the other stuff.
And Gorillaz is on there as well, isn't it, Dare?
Gorillaz, yeah. And then in May, I've got a brand new solo album coming out, which is all ready to go and recording and been recorded for the last 6 months. So, I mean, that was a plan. It's basically about, you know, getting them, and you can buy both of those albums in Tesco's.
Have you been one of these musicians, because obviously you've been in the industry for such a long time now, it's changed a lot. Have you embraced the change, or have there been periods where you've been really frustrated with how it's changed?
You know what? Some of the changes I've been over the moon about, you know, like the record companies getting less money, and lots of artists having their music stolen. you know, and downloaded for free. That's made me smile. you know, but then, you know, again, you know, multitasking, you know, you've got to do shows and this and that, you know. So, yeah, I've embraced it, you know. I mean, it's a changing period for the music game, so... You know, it's changing. You can't fight it. You can moan about it or get on with it. You know, and again, that's why we're in the jungle.
And yeah. Of course, like with the Happy Mondays over the years, you've sort of got back together for gigs, that kind of thing, then disbanded again. Are you going to be doing that again in the future? Are you still sort of mates and stuff?
Well, I mean, there's only now me left in the Mondays, you know. I mean, I have been doing Monday shows all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean... But I mean, that's put to bed now for a few years.
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing the Greatest Hits thing where I get to do Black Grape and the Mondays.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
You know, so, and then we're out, I'll be out after this. You know, we're out on tour in February doing that Greatest Hits. And when that finishes, I'm out with, you know, the SWR solo album.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, probably in about 3 years' time, we'll probably be popping up at some arena somewhere.
giving Bez a call. Well,
and
maybe
would you work with
years?
Damon Albarn again? Because that was a work of genius.
Absolutely, yeah, of course, yeah.
Can you do me like a massive favour and just say it's there?
It's there.
Sir, take care. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Take
Cheers.
Care. Bye,
bye.
This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand. It is the week before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature is stirring, apart from N-dubs.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry, that
Hello.
Was a really bad introduction.
No way.
Sorry, apart from N-dubs. I hope you're not calling them creatures.
No.
Rude.
you are our festive gift to the In Demand audience this evening.
Yeah.
So welcome back.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It barely feels like 10 minutes since you were here.
I know. It's nice, though. I like it.
Do you know what's even more nice about it is this is so snowy out. Outside and it just feels all Christmassy.
Feels
and
like
just,
Christmas. Yeah. Oh, it's nice. Lovely.
Feels nice.
And you're going to be taking over Christmas Day, young man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cannot
oh,
wait
yeah.
to see that.
Oh,
it's going to yeah. be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So if, for people who don't know, you're going to be doing the alternative Christmas speech.
Yeah. Like I said, what we're going to be doing is we're just going to be basically showing on behalf of the youth of today how we feel at this specific moment in time of what's going on in the world. And, you know, it's exciting. The Queen, Her Majesty herself, is going
to
be...
Just make sure at the end of it, Dappy, you say to her, excuse me, madam, your majesty, but I think your swagger is
sensational.
Oh my god, seriously, no. You have to put something like that.
We'll
there.
See, we'll
he's
see.
Skinny,
we'll
trust
see.
Me.
last time you were here, the album was in its you were in the stages of finishing it all off. Now it's out there,
it's out.
How's yeah. the response been so far? Everyone loving it.
Woo, it's amazing.
Yeah, we can't, yeah, it's just more than just
it's done better than all the albums we've released so far,
but it's nearly Christmas, so yeah. people are gonna be buying it, even. Yeah. Like, you know, in the last week and stuff, so people will still be getting it for their kids' stocking fillers yeah, or buying it for themselves.
Yeah, a lot exactly. of people saying, yeah, Santa got me your album last year, I hope he gets it for
Aww.
Me this year.
No, but on this album here, we've got on this album here, we've got a lot more for the mature audience as
yeah.
well. Like, it's really musical, and a lot of people are going to enjoy listening to the tracks in their car, going to work, even in clubs, everything. It's more this one here. Obviously, last two albums we had the kids on Smash, so mm-hmm. from what 11, 9, all the way up to what 20, 21, and now we're just trying to get the rest from 20 all the way up to like 40 because we're actually musically talented as well, and we really want to show what we can do.
Well,
like,
I think the first two singles have kind of shown us a slight change in direction for your sound and everything.
Of course.
Anyway.
Of course, yeah.
But if you listen to the album, every single record is actually different to mm-hmm. the ones that are out now as well.
Yeah.
So there's a very diverse choice on the album.
How hard was it to make compared to the other two?
It was easier compared to the last two for some reason.
In a sense.
And at the same, it's like, to us, it's the biggest bulk of music we've ever done in our yeah. lives, and it's the most powerful that we feel that we've done in our lives.
I think that was because the frame of it was made in like 2 weeks in America.
Yeah, the skeleton
of the album. So we had all the ideas ready, so we just had, rather than having to start from scratch, we obviously worked really hard within 2 weeks and spent a day, like literally a day a track.
Mm.
So for 2 weeks straight we would like come up with a new song, but we wouldn't get to finish it.
Mm.
Which was bugging us, but then it kind of worked to benefit us, because when we got back to England we had this skeleton of like, you know, 15 tracks ready to record and finish.
And we was going to release our re-release our last album from last Christmas that went platinum, and with a couple more singles. But we thought, you know what, we've got a brand new album here. Why don't we just finalise it and finish it and get to work? And we done it in 4 weeks, sorry, in Oxford, and that was it. And we delivered, and we're 26 copies behind the beautiful Duffy herself. And wow,
and
that
she's a big album seller.
And that's like, to us, that's a massive achievement. And obviously, the support from you guys throughout the whole years and the fans, without you lot, again, we wouldn't be able to have done it. So we're grateful.
Let's play Girls. Can you introduce it for us? We'll get it on now.
Triple Platinum, N-Dubs, In Demand, Lucy, Alex, Dappy, Talisa, Faisal, we love you. This is our brand new single. It's called Girls. Enjoy. Yeah. Nana.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, N-Dubs. Are still with us. Christmas is soon upon us, so let's go. Starting with Dappy, what's on your Christmas list, dude?
Christmas list.
Christmas list, ducks.
Are you going to get one of those Kinects?
A mortgage.
Oh, mortgage. Mature, grown-up stuff.
Yeah, try to, yeah. Big one.
Check you out.
Get a few more albums sold.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll see.
Talisa. Going diamonds.
Yeah, our girl's best friend.
And you know what? 2 years ago, Talisa would have never said, I want diamonds.
Would it have been more like, I want cubic zirconia?
Now it's, I want crystal, but now it's, yeah, give me diamonds all the way. I want my first set of diamonds.
So we're talking earrings and a ring and
anything,
a bracelet.
I don't care.
Necklace, the whole lot.
Real.
Real.
Collectively, you guys can get me something. How about that? I want a day in like Silverstone, doing like a day track driving, like an Aston Martin or a Porsche.
Wow.
Something crazy, like a Ferrari or something. Just a day on the track.
That's
like,
a good idea.
You know, like Alex said, sell a couple more albums, you might be able to buy one. Yeah.
But you can get those things at Boots, can't you? You can buy them like as packages at Boots, hot air balloon rides and stuff like
that. That'd be good. Yeah, that would be good.
Nice. Yeah. So obviously, on Christmas Day itself, what are you all going to be doing?
We're all going to sit down and have Christmas dinner together.
Yeah, together.
All of you together?
Yeah, together.
Oh, that's really nice.
Because obviously we're from the B and N Dubs thing on Channel 4, we used to argue and be all rah. Yeah. But I think we're growing up now, we're making more mature music and we're trying to reach out to a crazy different fan base, and we need to step up as a band, and you know, and that's what we do. We don't argue anymore, we're just going to sit down. We never used to like, me chill with Faisal and Talisa at Christmas. Yeah, right, as if.
Well, like, Faisal, I always come to house on Christmas Day and swing by, man.
But us three as a band, what?
We're just chilling there in the morning. Yeah,
not really. We wouldn't expect that. But
I'll swing by to Dappy's mom's house and then go over to his grandparents and say, hey, and then swing off again.
And now we're all into buying each other presents. Who can buy the best one? And it's great as a band. It's great now. It's good.
That's good. Because obviously, your music's matured. You've matured as people as well.
Of course.
So the tour is starting next year in April.
Yep.
You got Professor Green joining you.
Yeah.
Amazing. Are you going to sort of maybe do a sort of a little song with him as well?
We was thinking to, but if we might not have time, so we'll just see. We're very busy right now and he's busy, so we don't know. But for now, we'll see.
Okay. And they're taking in, well, Doncaster to start with, finish at London at the O2 Arena.
Yeah.
Is this the first proper arena tour you've done?
First N-Dubs arena. This is the first.
N-Dubs.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's, we're headlining, and we feel like no other urban act has been
not
able to go.
Not headlining, it's our
gig.
Tour.
Yeah.
Arenas. And if we sell out, we'll have to do Sheffield Arena, and we'll have to add more.
Add more dates.
We don't want to go too quick and not sell out. We don't know how big we are, so we're just checking and fingers crossed. And I tell you what, for the people that are going to come, if you don't come, you're going to miss out something.
Be there, be square, mate.
Yeah, we're going to do a very good live show.
Tickets are on sale now.
There we go.
Awesome.
It's going to be a hip opera, a roadblock.
Crazy. A hip opera, I like it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Amazing. Thanks very much for coming to see us again.
We love you guys. Much appreciated.
Hopefully.
We love you too.
Thank you guys.
And have an amazing Christmas.
Yes.
We'll do you too.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.